This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Glenn, I've heard from Donut Debbie.
All right. Yes. So Donut Debbie was, we were talking about Donut Debbie earlier because you went and did 1,000 steps yes. with her. Mm-hmm. And she said, I need to do this because I ate muffins last night.
Yes.
And also...
Well, it turns out it was donuts.
Right, it was donuts. Yeah. Oh, hence Donut Debbie.
Yeah, but I mean, they're both an equal reason to do 1,000 steps.
Yes, exactly.
At least once, anyway.
But she was fantastic because she said she has a technique that if she buys like a pack of donuts...
Yeah, or chocolate.
Or chocolate, and she doesn't want to eat them all, she goes and...
She dips them in the loo and that's it, they're gone.
Because otherwise she'd be getting them out of the bin.
Yeah.
Well,
do you want to hear what she wrote?
Yes, sorry.
No worries. I was just wetting my pants listening to you, because she's got a bladder problem as well.
Right.
Listening to you talk about my donut blowout. Debbie, really, best you could come up with. Ha ha. You can mention my name. It's okay. The most famous I'll probably ever get. Great show. Now, a Donut Debbie from now on.
Donut Debbie it is.
Because, I mean, you can't... her real name wouldn't be as good as that.
Not at all. The perils of Donut Debbie.
Yeah.
We could have
Each week.
Yes.
You know, because we've been doing exercising together. But after doing the 1,000 steps... Mm. She can barely walk.
Really?
Yeah.
Too many donuts.
I think it's because she did a calf muscle, she said.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that many trips to the fridge to get the donuts out.
Oh, the toilet.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Dip, eat, dip. It's, you know.
Well, Kev says he can relate to Donut Debbie. He says he ate a whole packet of iced Vovos on Monday night. Once you pop, you can't stop.
Now, I get that as well.
Do you?
If I'm having a chocolate biscuit, I love a glass of milk as well.
Right.
It's just...
Takes you back to your childhood.
It does. When I used to get out the whole jar, large jar of peanut butter, and just take the spoon to it and...
Delicious.
Delicious. And my mum would come home early and I'd have to hide it under the couch.
Right.
And the Nutella as well.
Yeah.
Ah, Nutella.
We never had either of those in our family. We were a bit weird.
Well, you're povo by the sounds of it.
Perhaps.
It's not nice.
Yeah.
Why did they make you suffer like that?
No-name Vegemite's all we ever got.
What?
No.
Broken biscuits we used to have.
My mum used to bake biscuits and I used to hate it. I think I've talked about this once before, that I used to hate the fact that she baked fresh biscuits because everyone else had store-bought ones. Why can't we have store-bought ones? Now I go home, I'm like, Mum, why do you only have store-bought biscuits?
You can't. You're never happy, you.
Exactly, I
it's
know.
Not right.
Now your priorities change, don't they?
Yes, well, now you're the one doing the baking.
This is true.
You are your mother.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, you can get her dress off. You look ridiculous.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm Stephen K. Amos, and when I hear the name Royal Daltons, I think of fine bone china. However, these guys, wet cardboard scrunched together. You listen to Joy 94.9.
Nice, certainly aren't it? Glenn and Michael, the Royal Daltons.
Certainly is. Now, we are coming to the end of the comedy festival. It does all finish on Sunday.
I can't believe it. I've seen a lot, though.
You've been going probably 3 or 4 times a day.
Well, you know, it's back to that of the opening of an envelope. You know, we went to the factory once, didn't we? See how they were made.
Exactly right.
I just love it. If you can't go out and enjoy a comedy festival, why have it in your own city?
This is true. Well, this man has, such is the pull of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, that this man is all the way from the United States. And his name is Rich Fulcher. Welcome to the Royal Daltons.
Thanks. I'm such a pull.
Well, the Comedy Festival is a pull, but are you?
International.
I am, but I came from London.
Right.
But I'm American, so I'm a mixed mutt.
So people would probably know you from the Mighty Boosh.
Yes. A lot of people, they stop me on the street, want me to touch my nipples as Bob Fossil did. They want me to talk to their mom. Yeah.
I've not seen this show. What
you haven't?
No.
It's a massive show. Get out
right now.
Right. Hey, you get out.
Okay.
It's a man after our hearts.
Yeah. It's normally what I'm saying to people.
I think you'd like it. It's very surreal.
Mm.
And it was on for a couple of seasons three seasons in the UK.
Yep.
And then you had a massive tour with it as well, didn't
you? We had two tours in the UK. Mm-hmm. And we meant to go to Australia, but we never did.
Well, you're here now.
Yeah. Yes. And you're on your own. Yes. You can enjoy a Melbourne summer.
Well, sometimes that's good. because they go, oh, Rich Fulcher. It's like, where's the rest of the boosh? It's just me.
Now, your show is called Tiny Acts of Rebellion. Yes. Why? Yes.
Well, because we don't have time for big acts of rebellion. You know, we can't topple governments with our tweets like they did in Egypt.
Yeah, this is true.
But we can flip off a waiter behind the menu.
So this is what you're talking about. So when you say a tiny act of rebellion, you're talking about these kind of tiny little things that you do.
Little things you can do for yourself. In life, yeah. And ways to stick it to the man. Like, you know, you go into a store and the clerks are always so obsequious. May I help you? Mm-hmm. May I help you? Well, all you do is you walk in and then you do it to them. May I help you? Anything I can help you with?
They must be unnerved.
It flusters them.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
I want to do it.
Yeah. I wonder, like, I'm sure there's this tiny acts of rebellion in all of us.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I once stole a tambourine from a bar, like the band of the bar. Is that what you're kind of talking about?
Sort of.
Yeah.
I mean, a little bit of creativity is involved as well. Like,
right.
I like to make my own do not disturb signs.
Mm.
Like, I'll put one up that says, do not clean up blood. Just to get a reaction. I think if we all see, because I think we all want to rebel as people.
Yeah.
And if we don't do it on a daily basis, we'll wind up like that Michael Douglas character on Falling Down.
Yes.
And just go nuts.
Where it becomes a really large act of rebel. And it's too late then, isn't it?
Too late.
Now, I'll tell you what, while Rich is here, if you're out there listening and you can think of an amazing tiny act of rebellion, you've got to send it in right now.
Yep.
SMS 0427 Joy949. Because there's got to be, there's a million, it's unending, isn't
it? You know you have one out there, people.
Everybody does.
I think that you are right, that if you don't allow these little tiny acts of rebellion to come out daily, then they just kind of build up and build up and build up, and you end up scratching someone's car or something like that.
But there's nasty ones. You know when you're...
Road rage.
Yeah.
When you're walking along and somebody cuts you off just by jumping in front of you, and mm-hmm. you think, that's slightly obnoxious, I will accidentally tread on their heel.
Accidentally?
Exactly. Right. You know,
nice.
And I think that's, you know, and I regret it, but at the moment I actually do it, I feel good.
Yeah.
You know?
Try
not to pick pregnant ladies. No, just generally walking. But, you know, I think, well, perhaps in a car.
Somebody cuts you off in a car, I like to hold up signs to them.
Saying?
That say stuff like, nice car if you're a Nazi. You know, instead of just yelling something or flipping them off.
My dad would blow a kiss. That's his little tiny act of rebellion. Because when they go, bloody, and they go...
Yeah.
And they get even more angry.
It throws them off guard.
Mm. But yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the way to do it, isn't it?
A friend of mine got cut off by someone, and he went up to the window and was like, what are you... I think she stole his car park or something like that. And she's like yelling at him, oh, I got the park, I got the park. You're not smiling now. And he was like blowing a kiss while he was scratching her car. That's not as nice, is it?
No. I'd rather steal the tambourine than...
Speaking of stealing, I like to steal my own stuff. Like, I'll take it to a public place and I'll furtively, you know, grab it and run away just to see if anybody catches me.
And then they say, excuse me, you can't, you need
this
to pay for
this. This is my bike. This is my bike. What are you doing?
That's fantastic. I once was at a friend's house, and like a friend and I, we stole like little things from their house, like maybe like a spoon or like a t-shirt or a pair of socks, and then we like wrapped them up and gave them back to them.
See, that's great. Mm. I even write about that in my book. I suggest throwing it back over their yard so they think, who's doing this? Or I have the exact same stuff as you.
Yes.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
It's 11 minutes past 5 and we are joined live in the studio with Rich Fulcher, who is starring at the moment in a comedy festival show called Tiny Acts of Rebellion, playing at the Lower Town Hall. Now, we're asking...
I think
basically,
he's a bit naughty as well, don't you? Because his show
naughty.
Is about tiny acts of rebellion.
Yes.
And I get the feeling that there's a lot more naughtiness that's gone on in his life.
Is that true,
there's
Rich Fulcher?
There's been more than
it's
a few tiny
naughty.
Ones. Yeah.
Quite naughty.
Yeah. Have you had times where you've done much larger acts of rebellion?
Yes. But I I prefer to focus on the tiny ones, but yes, I have.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we did ask the people. A few SMSs have come in, including one from Chris, who says his tiny act of rebellion is to put junk mail into his neighbour's letterboxes who have no junk mail signs on their letterboxes.
Oh, that's like great. That.
Yeah.
I like that. And Colleen says, I tell people who cut me off that their automatic indicators aren't working and that they need to operate them manually, or I blast them with my truck horn from my little Mazda bubble. It scares the shit out of most people, including the trucks.
Oh, brilliant. Wow. That would be cool out of
you
a little Mazda
mess
bubble.
With Colleen, though,
no,
would
not
you?
At all.
Colleen is not to be messed with.
No. Nah. What other examples of little random acts?
Well, supermarkets are always good. Mm. When you're in there, I like to take items and move them next to other items. Like take the prunes and put them next to the toilet cleaners. Or take the condoms and put them next to the nappies.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah. That is very good. Now, because like this all came because you've written a book on it. And that must have a million in them.
It has about 700,000.
Not a million.
No, no, no. It has about 100. And I started reading the book at book signings, and then it went over really well. So I thought, why not do a show? And here I am.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
You've made it to Melbourne.
Kieran says his random act is to do a U-turn right in front of a no U-turn sign.
That's a good one. Yeah,
definitely.
I mean, if you know the odd no smoking in front of a no smoking sign, it's popular with people taking pictures of it, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's a random act of rebellion.
Uh huh.
I like to, if there are tourists in your town, I usually like to give them the wrong directions. That's terrible.
That is mean.
That's
stealing a tambourine mean.
Yeah, definitely.
Not
scratching
a car mean.
Some are meaner than others.
Yeah.
And I rank the tiny acts because there's some are more difficult.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, if you get a remote control and you go into a pub, usually if it's like a sporting event, and change the channel right during a big moment.
Oh, my God.
That is difficult.
You should try that in an Aussie pub.
Oh,
because they're not really
match?
Into their sport.
No,
here,
no.
You know, they don't mind.
Okay.
Well, they weren't during the Olympics anyway. But you should try it. Yeah, they'd love
that. That would be great.
Oh, brilliant.
I can't wait.
Now you're playing all the way through the Sunday, this Sunday, at the Lower Town Hall. It's
not
called
the Upper Town Hall.
No.
No, don't go there.
Don't go there.
Or we might send people there as a tiny act of rebellion.
Hello.
That'd be fantastic. Not so good for your audience, but fantastic.
Well, if they bought their tickets, it's all right.
Doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah.
It's called Rich Fulcher's Tiny Acts of Rebellion. For info and a whole lot more, go to comedyfestival.com.au. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Love it.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
I was in a taxi the other night, and so I'd finished after my birthday, ended up at the GH.
Oh, yeah.
Little known club in St Kilda. Left about, I don't know, 1:30 or something like that. Was in the taxi cab and driving. And I said to the guy, I'm going to Windsor.
Hmm.
And he goes, oh, you are making me no money. I have no idea what his accent was, but I just wanted to distinguish between my voice and his. You are making me no money tonight. Windsor is just around the corner.
Sounds lovely.
And I said, oh, well, I'm not going to walk it.
No. It's too far.
I said, it's normally $10. So if you don't want to put the meter on, I'm all right with that. Right? Okay. Anyway, the meter was already on. It's too late. Too late. I make no money tonight. Anyway, he then says to me, why you have such a deep voice?
Really?
And I said, oh, I don't know.
I think he wanted to turn the meter off as well.
And he said, most people who get in from that club are like, hi.
You just
can
drop
you
me
take
off.
Me? Yes. Can you take me here? I said, oh, well, I don't know. Well, anyway. Then he goes to me, let me ask you for some advice. He goes, I've been talking to a woman from my country on the internet.
We don't know where that is.
I'm still
trying to get it.
I don't know where
it
is
Professor
either.
Higgins sitting over here.
Harkford, Hereford, or Hampshire. This is talking to a woman from my country, and we've been dating, and, you know, I send her money all the time, and, you know, it's she's going to move over here, we're going to be together. And then last night, I get a phone call from someone I don't know who says, that woman that you are dating, they say, I don't know you, I don't know who you are, but I got your number off her.
I think he's just moved.
She is pregnant with someone else's baby. What should I do?
Send more money.
I said, oh, well, I don't know. Like, maybe you could say to her, I got this weird phone call from someone, and they said that you were pregnant. Like, who do you think it could be who would say
that? It's happening to them rather than just us, because the current affairs seems to be only people in Australia. But yes, and I don't know where that us is.
No, me either.
Not in a non-racist way.
Yeah, exactly. And he says, oh, no. I could never do that. I said, well, why not? And he goes, what? So you think I should just call her and say I heard from someone else that you might be pregnant with someone else's baby? I said, yes.
Yeah. Why didn't you do it?
Well,
on
he
air.
Says, so let's just say your dad, you are a gay man. Your dad finds out you are gay. He rings you and says, I heard from someone you're gay. You wouldn't be okay with that. I said, I think I would be fine with that.
Yeah. Oh, you've just gone up there.
I know. Yeah. I think I'd be fine. I think I'd be fine with that. Anyway, then at this point we were at the at my destination, at my house.
Yeah.
And he says, oh, I'm just asking for advice, but no one has been any help at all.
Oh. He's asked everyone that's got in.
Apparently so.
Even the high-pitched screaming memes.
Apparently so.
Wow.
Anyway, advice giving in a taxi ride.
Do you think you'll see him again?
I hope so.
Oh. And you've got to ask him where he's from.
All right. Then I can maybe work on the accent.
No, I'd loved it.
Mm.
You know, he had a passport when you told the story, didn't he?
Yes, exactly.
Could go anywhere.
Bit of everything.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.